This is Dr. Lee dictating history physical, patient name Vol, V-O-L-Z, Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y, date of birth 12-3-1939, place Franklin Wood Genesis Nursing Rehab, date of service 11-5-2023, is initial history and physical. History of present illness, this is 83-year-old. Female with a known history of COPD, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, CKD, and chronic back pain due to L4 fracture, hypothyroidism, diabetes, and a corneal transplant on cyclosporine eye drops. She has orthostatic hypotension. She has been on midodrine and fludrocortisone. And patient presented to the Franklin's Care emergency room due to worsening shortness of breath, cough, found to have non-STEMI. And she underwent PCI, and subsequently she developed new onset heart failure. She was transferred to Union Memorial Hospital for PCI to get an adequate revascularization, status post left heart catheterization, and PCI to LAD and third diagonal DIAG ONA diagonal branch using rotational atherectomy. Total of 4 drug Luton stent placed on October 26. Patient has AFib paroxysmal that was managed with metoprolol and digoxin. EP consulted, they recommended continue metoprolol and Eliquis 5 mg BID, and digoxin was continued. Patient also has a new onset CHF with ischemic cardiomyopathy. Weak scan was negative for pulmonary embolism. CT chest show pulmonary edema and pleural effusion. She underwent right-sided thoracentesis and removal of 890 ml of fluid. Then left-side thoracentesis that removed 820 ml of serous fluid. Echo done shows left ventricle size, normal systolic function, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. That was April in echo, but echo did on October 27th. Repeat echo shows ejection fraction of only 20-25%. And left ventricle diastolic function was not assessed due to mitral end-door calcification. Patient was managed with IV diuretics. After thoracentesis, she did well. Coronary artery disease after stent placement, medical management continued. Aspirin Plavix was advised for 1 month, and then aspirin Plavix and DOAC for DOAC dual anticoagulation therapy advised for 11 months. She has a CKD stage 3B, was monitored, COPD, she kept on Trilogy Ellipta and fluticasone nasal spray and hyperlipidemia medication continued for orthostatic hypertension. She was continued on midodrine and fludrocortisone, home medicine. She has hypothyroidism that was managed and maintained on levothyroxine. Diabetes was monitored initially. She was given insulin, but upon discharge, they switched her to metformin 500 mg BID and to Trulicity very weekly. Patient was stabilized and subsequently discharged to subacute rehab. Physical therapy consulted. Today when I saw the patient, she denies any headache, dizziness, is generalized weakness and tired, but no chest pain, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. Allergy is sulfa drug. medication upon medical history, as I mentioned, past history is COPD number 2, hypertension number 3, hyperlipidemia number 4, CKD number 5, prolonged QT interval number 6, chronic back pain due to lumbar 4 fracture, hypothyroidism, diabetes mellitus, history of corneal transplant, recently new onset CHF and cardiomyopathy, and a recent MI. Medication upon discharge, Tylenol 650 Q 6-hour PRN, albuterol inhaler, 2 puff 4 times a day, PRN, apixaban 5 mg BID, aspirin 81 mg daily, Lipitor 80 mg daily, Plavix 75 mg daily, cyclosporine 0.05%, one drop both eyes, twice a day, digoxin 0.125 mg, one tablet daily, Trulicity 1.5 mg subcutaneous every 7 days, duloxetine 60 mg daily, empagliflozin, EMPAGLIFLOZAN 10 mg one tablet in the morning, vitamin D 50,000 units weekly, azetamib 10 mg daily, fludrocortisone 0.2 mg PO daily, fluticasone nasal spray, one spray each nostril daily, two inhalation each nostril daily, Trilogy Ellipta, one puff daily, Lasix 40 mg daily, levothyroxine 50 mcg daily, metformin 500 mg BID, metoprolol XL 50 mg daily, Midodrine 10 mg 3 times a day, Protonix 40 mg daily, Spironolactone 25 mg daily. Patient was also on the rehab, started on sliding scale coverage with Humalog. Through our system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no paradipsia. Just feel weak and tired, but no chest pain, no cough, no congestion, and hematology, no bleeding, no bruising. Past surgical history, CF carpal tunnel surgery, cystosis surgery, cataract surgery. Hysterectomy, rectocele, bladder suspension. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert. Oriented time 3, blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse 88, temperature 97.5 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 96%. Head edema, mucolic, cardiogenic taric, no ear and is a discharge, throat no aspirated, neck supple, no JVD, chest non tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2 irregular. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowels are positive, extremities, trace edema, no calf tenderness, neuro patient is awake, alert, oriented time 3. Assessment, patient is admitted. Recent acute onset heart failure with severe cardiomyopathy, ejection fraction 20 to 25%. Next line, recent MI, non-STEMI, status post PCI in October 2023 at Union Memorial Hospital, next line AFib, paroxysmal, next line hypothyroidism, next line CKD, next line COPD, next line hyperlipidemia, next line orthostatic hypotension, next line GERD, next line history of corneal transplant, history of depression. Plan of care will continue all her current medications, PTOT, for precaution, because of deconditioning with multiple medical problems. Care plan discussed with the patient, all her questions answered. Code status, CODE, code status, discuss with the patient. Patient wants to be full code. So full code, attempt CPR, intubation, yes. Transfer to the hospital for blood, transfer to the hospital for hospital level of care, yes. Give blood transfusion if needed, yes. Medical workup, yes. Antibiotic, yes. IV fluid, including artificial feeding, yes. Dialysis patient not decided yet. Most form assigned and placed in the chart. Care plan discuss the patient and the nursing staff. This is the end of the application. Thank you.